Janae Boyer with the Atlanta Mission says it's already seeing an increase in those needing emergency shelter, especially at the Shepherd's Inn in downtown Atlanta. And she says that number could grow in the next few days.
On a night like tonight, we are going to put a cot in every spot that is available for a cot to be put and where we have one, because we're going to see at least a 50% increase in the amount of people that are going to be sleeping there tonight. Tomorrow night, we're looking at getting into 12 degrees on Sunday night.
Boyer says that's why the organization is in need of more cots. The cold weather also concerns the City of Refuge. The nonprofit organization provides shelter for 285 women and children and is already at capacity. But City of Refuge Executive Director Bruce Steele says starting tomorrow, it will set up an additional 50 beds.
None of our folks in our city need to be on the streets in this kind of weather that's coming, and particularly those with half children. So we're very concerned about that and taking whatever measures we can to help facilitate somewhere where they can be warm.
The Metro Atlanta Task Force for the Homeless is also gearing up to assist in the frigid weather. Executive Director Anita Beatty says her organization's Peachtree Pine facility could reach capacity, but it does not plan to turn anyone away.
In spite of the fact that legally we have a 1,000-person limit in our facility, if people need to come inside and their lives are in danger, we're not going to keep somebody outside because of any kind of constraint on us.
Beatty also says the organization is in need of more blankets, hats, and coats to give to those who refuse to seek shelter. Michelle Worth, WEBE News.